The city of Thorold, together with the help of Thorold Secondary School and Walker Industries, have taken a major step forward towards the realization of the Eco Park project at the South Main Street Bridge in Port Robinson. As Thorold Today reported, the South Main Street Bridge in Port Robinson is in need of replacement and the city hopes to turn the site into an eco park. Earlier this year, the city elected to undertake several environmental improvements with the aim of creating natural habitat spaces for the barn swallows, bluebirds, bats, turtles and ducks who commonly inhabit the area just off of River Street. Under the guidance of Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority, specific locations were identified for installation of these habitats, and over the month of April, the city, Thorold Secondary students and Walker Industries employees worked together to make these upgrades a reality. Councillor Tim O'Hare worked closely with Thorold Secondary construction classes to build two bat boxes and two barn swallow structures. The bat boxes were designed to house multiple families, comfortably fitting up to 70 bats per box. Each barn swallow structure consists of 5 family nesting cups, providing habitat for about 30 barn swallows per structure. Councillor O'Hare and Councillor Ken Santance also worked with children in the Port Robinson community to build duck nesting tubes. The Port Robinson Eco Park project is a true example of community partnership, said Councillor Tim O'Hare, in a press release. By working together, we were able to create improved natural habitats for the animals who commonly inhabit the area, ensuring they will have appropriate and weather-resistant accommodations as spring approaches, and for years to come. Janice Sargent, who is the principal at Thorold Secondary School, has nothing but praise for the project. Working with the City of Thorold and Councillor O'Hare on the Eco Park project has been a fantastic learning opportunity for Thorold Secondary School's construction students, she said, in a press release. The project has empowered our students to explore the unique environmental needs in our local community and apply their skills to find and build solutions. Walker Industries employees collaborated with Niagara Beeway to build a bluebird nest, carefully designed to prevent raccoons from stealing bird eggs, and this week, those employees joined city staff on site to construct turtle mounds with donated compost. The turtle mounds fit up to 12 turtles, and provide them a comfortable space to lay their eggs. Walker has a long history of supporting community initiatives here in Niagara, said Jordy Walker, CEO of Walker Industries, in a press release. Our commitment stems from our belief in supporting the communities in which we live and operate. The Port Robinson Eco Park project is a shining example of the power of partnership, and we are excited to see the Eco Park progress and the protection of wildlife as a first step in the process. Residents in Port Robinson are well aware of the plentiful wildlife in the surrounding area. As a result of this community partnership, barn swallows, bluebirds, bats, turtles and ducks will now have appropriate and weather-resistant accommodations that will allow them to comfortably and safely inhabit these areas as the warmer weather approaches. Approximately 30 armor stones, donated by Walker Industries, will be installed in the coming months as a barrier to protect the environmentally sensitive area from motor vehicles. Now that wildlife protections have been put in place, the city of Thorold can get serious about moving forward with replacing the South Main Street Bridge. A matter which will certainly be discussed at a future city council meeting, as the budget for the next phases of the project has not yet been approved.